Moscow Culture 1. Exercise 1. Page 21.
Buildings in Moscow. A. Moscow International Business Center. Moscow City. Moscow City is a business district consisting of skyscrapers that has been under construction since the mid-1990s. Using the same building methods as some of the world's leading capitals, such as Paris, the government of Moscow decided to develop a new city center away from the historical core of the city. The original plan was to build 23 skyscrapers in total. The Twisted Evolution Tower, a complex of skyscrapers called the Federation Tower, the Golden Mercury City Tower, the complex City of Capitals, built out of blocks, are just a few of them. Inside the towers, there are offices, apartments, hotels, shopping malls, and its underground core has a whole transport hub with 3 metro stations. The construction of Moscow City has changed the area around it. This area was once full of old factories. Nowadays, there are impressive modern buildings. B. Exhibition of Achievements of National Economy. VDNH. The Exhibition of Achievements of National Economy, VDNH, is a unique architectural complex and one of the top 50 largest exhibition centers in the world. It opened in 1939 as the All-Union Agricultural Exhibition, VSHV. Over time, it had different appearance, ideology, and names like the VPV, VDNH, USSR, and VVC. Originally, the pavilions displayed all the achievements of the national economy of the region and republics. In the 1960s, the pavilions became the industry-specific ones. Today, the complex has the current name VDNH and its original historical look. You can find many unique architectural masterpieces and grand fountains throughout the site. Pedestrian zones, modern sports buildings, the largest skating rink in Europe, and a giant oceanarium cover one-third of the VDNH. Many popular events and sports festivals take place here. Under the patronage of the mayor of Moscow, Sergei Sobyanin, VDNH continues to develop as the largest cultural exhibition center and the main public park in Moscow.